Amen. It's an amazing portion of Scripture to me. It's John the Baptist, who is about to introduce to the world the Lamb of God. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 29, it says, "The next day, John seeth Jesus coming." In my mind, Jesus is coming down the hill or the road, and John recognizes who he is, and he calls him, he stops what he's doing, and he calls him out. "John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Amen. What an introduction. Amen. I want to talk about this today. I give you Jesus. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We ask even now, Lord, that in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, that you would give anointing, Lord, both to the giving of the word, the words I speak, and that the hearing, Lord, of every person in here, Lord, that it would touch our hearts, that by your word we would recognize you, and Lord, that by Jesus, Lord, you will have your way in our lives today. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. It was an introduction of Jesus Christ unto the world. There's a lot of famous introductions. One, that it happens frequently. It happens in our state, in our country's legislature since 1913, beginning with President Woodrow Wilson, the Sergeant at Arms of the United States House of Representatives. He announces the president when he enters the chamber, when there is a joint session of Congress. The Sergeant of Arms, standing at the door, will make an announcement. He says, "Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States," as he enters into the room. Maybe you've seen it. I know I've seen it many times. People come to attention. He enters the room. It's the big entrance. He's about to make the speech to the entirety of the nation. It is both a presentation and an introduction of our nation's commander-in-chief. The sergeant-at-arms could just as rightly say, "Mr. Speaker, I give you the President of the United States." They would be nearly synonymous, nearly the same. John the Baptist was baptizing at the River Jordan when this opening scripture took place. Jesus was walking that way. He was coming closer unto them. John, upon recognizing Jesus, he stopped what he was doing. He was either preaching or baptizing, but he stopped what he was doing and he made an exclamation. He made a proclamation. He made an introduction. Ladies, no, this is not what it says in Scripture. I'm going to read it again in just a moment. But in essence, it could have been said, "Ladies and gentlemen, it is my good pleasure to present to you the Savior of the world." An introduction. Please meet Jesus. Of anybody you ever want to meet, you want to meet Jesus. If anybody you need to know Jesus. Now, there's a lot of influential people in the world. There's a lot of people you may want to meet, but none more important than Jesus. Amen. Again, John chapter 1, verse 29. "The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him. He saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. See, John the Baptist had a revelation given to him by God of who Jesus really is. There are people in our world today that have heard about Jesus. Maybe they have heard a sermon or someone speak of him. But there is more to know about Jesus than just what other people say. We need Jesus. Amen. I give you Jesus. Amen. Simon Peter and John met a lame man at the gate Beautiful. Simon said unto him, from Acts chapter 3, verse number 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. The man was looking for some change or a small portion of money, maybe enough to get a meal, maybe just a little bit to help him out that day. He was looking for some coin or some token that he would help him in his plight. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You see, there's some that may be able to sympathize with this portion of Scripture. Maybe you don't have a lot of money all the time, but you can have Jesus all the time. Amen. You can have Jesus every single day. It's not dependent on how much money is in your pocket, but if you have Jesus, you have something of value to give. Amen. You have something that is in fact more valuable than the coins you might have had in your pocket. Amen. In essence, Simon Peter was saying, I give you Jesus. Amen. This person did not get what he was looking for. He didn't get a quarter. He didn't get a 50-cent piece or a silver dollar. He got more than he could ever have expected. Amen. When you give Jesus, you're giving more than what was anticipated, because Jesus is more than enough. Amen. The disciples declared in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Amen. In essence, Jesus is what the disciples had to give. The disciples, they were not millionaires or billionaires. They were not rich and abundant in wealth, but they did have Jesus. They had something more valuable than the coins in someone's pocket. Amen. You read the scriptures, you read what the apostles had to say. They really only had one message. We give you Jesus. Amen. Perhaps if you've been to this church, you've heard the preaching of Jesus before. Amen. I have preached about Jesus, I would say, most of the time. Amen. And I'm going to keep preaching about Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's what I have. I have an experience with Jesus. I could, give you a theological dissertation on a bunch of different subjects. But if you exclude Jesus, what's the point? We need Jesus. Amen. today I stand before you. I'm blessed. I'm grateful. But I'm not wealthy. I'm not, well, according to large portions of our world, we in the United States are wealthy. If you've got food in your refrigerator and you've got a way to get transportation and you have clothes on your body and you have a place to live and sleep and dwell, you are richer than many in this world today. Amen. So in that regard, I am blessed above measure. Amen. I am blessed. God has blessed my life. But the greatest thing that I have is a knowledge of who Jesus is. Amen. He has changed my life. Amen. The most valuable thing that I have is Jesus. We need Jesus. Amen. Jesus will make a way where there seems to be no way. Man, I don't know what I'm going to do. People get in that situation every here and again. It's probably happened to you before, and in likelihood, it may well happen to you again. What am I going to do now? You can call me up. I'll give you the scriptural advice. I'm going to tell you what the Word of God has to say. I'm not a counselor. I'm a pastor. I do know what the Bible says. And I do know who Jesus is. Amen. If I come and see you and you're in the hospital, yeah, the doctors are most probably going to do the very best that they are able to do, and they're trying to help you in every method and way that they know. But my friend, you need Jesus. Amen. If you're in a bad way in your physical flesh, Jesus is your answer. If you've got, I've got 4 children and 13 grandchildren, so I know what it's like for young people coming up, and parents and grandparents need Jesus. You need Jesus to know how to deal with those kids, how to deal with those problems, how to come through this life. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Probably not news to some of you. You already know that. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. I'll tell you what, when you are laden down with problems, problems perhaps in your family, problems maybe in a relationship, problems here and there, and sometimes they come from everywhere. I don't know how to solve all those problems, but I do know you need Jesus. You need Jesus. I give you Jesus as your answer. Amen. When I have nothing else to offer, I give you Jesus. When silver and gold are not enough, I give you Jesus. When human words, sometimes there's just not sufficient words for the problem, I give you Jesus. When no amount of money is enough money, I give you Jesus. When no level of education is enough education, I give you Jesus. When no friend is strong enough, I give you Jesus. There are times that friends are unable to carry your load. Jesus can. Amen. When no answer is the right answer, I give you, Jesus is your answer. Amen. I give you Jesus. Now, when I say I give you Jesus, I am giving you everything that Jesus is. Amen. Jesus is the healer. Amen. God created the heaven and the earth. And he made the stars also. That was a side note, by the way. And then he formed man. Get this picture now. God took red dirt, Genesis chapter 7, verse number 2. He took that dirt and he formed man with his own hand. Made him look just like he wanted him to look. And then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So when we say God created us, now everything else, you know, the elephants and the giraffes and the hippopotamus, he spoke them and they were because he said so. All of the other animals and the flying birds and the creatures in the sea, and he spoke all that into existence. But mankind, he formed. He made. Jesus is the creator and the healer of our bodies. I'm not against physicians. And when I'm sick, I go to the doctor. When I need help, sometimes I'm in the hospital. I've been there. But I don't trust in what the hospital can do for me. I trust in what Jesus will do for me. Amen. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. When you're sick, go ahead and, I'm not against medicine, go ahead and take the medicine. But I hope you pray first. I hope you pray last. I hope you pray in between. Amen. Because I give you Jesus as your answer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus, when I give you Jesus, Jesus is the deliverer. Psalm 107 and verse number 6. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Anybody experience trouble? Oh, three of us. Amazing. Amazing. Everybody has trouble. Maybe you don't have trouble today. Okay, so you didn't raise your hand. But everybody has and will and does experience trouble. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Someone say trouble. They cried when they were in trouble. When you are in trouble, you need Jesus. And he delivered them out of their distresses. People come with troubles. People make their own troubles. Many times, to get past our own self, to get past the stuff that we cause, you need Jesus. We need Jesus. Jesus is my deliverer. Maybe you got your own self in trouble, but when you get Jesus, you get delivered from that trouble. God will take you from that place of trouble unto himself. Jesus wants to deliver you. God wants you to be delivered. He is the deliverer. I give you Jesus. Jesus is the conqueror. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You can conquer those things that the world would say is unconquerable. There's some that would say, once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. That's not true, my friend. That's a lie. Because you can be delivered. You can conquer those things that are so easily besetting us. You can get over those things because Jesus is your answer. When you get Jesus, you get the healer, you get the deliverer, you become a conqueror through him. Here we go. When I give you Jesus, he is the Savior of the world. Amen. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. The very reason Jesus came to earth, the reason he was born in a manger, was that we might be saved. So that he could become our Savior. So that he would be our deliverer. I give you Jesus. Amen. In the early days of the apostolic church, a preacher stood in the dusty street before a broken crowd. Some are sick. Some were weary. Some were bound by sin. The old preacher didn't have a big name. Wasn't well known. He didn't have a fancy title. He didn't have a fortune. He didn't have political power. But he had something even greater. He lifted his voice and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." I tell you, when we give Jesus, we give the greatest thing in our possession. We give the best thing that's possible to give. And with a broken voice, that old preacher boldly declared that Jesus that was in the New Testament is here right now. In fact, I can say it today. Jesus, the same Jesus that breathed the breath of life into the first man, Adam, that same Jesus. It was God that breathed the breath. Jesus is God, by the way. Jesus is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Jesus is the Almighty God. He is from the beginning and until the end. He's forevermore, everlasting. He's everywhere all the time. He's always there. He is the greatest thing that we can ever possess, that we can ever know, that we can ever have. He is the greatest experience that will ever be in our lives. Amen. the greatest gift in all of heaven and all of earth is Jesus. I give you Jesus. He is the chain breaker. Jesus is the way maker. Jesus is the peacemaker. Jesus is the pain taker. Jesus is the burden bearer. Jesus is the sin forgiver. Jesus is the healer of wounded hearts and of broken bodies. Jesus is our answer. I give you Jesus. The one who walked on the water. The one who touched the leper. And you know what? Nobody wanted to touch a leper in Jesus' day. You know, they would cry, unclean, unclean, stay away, stay back. Jesus is not afraid of your sin. Jesus is not afraid of a disease. I tell you, every disease has been healed by Jesus. Oh, say there's no cure for this disease. Yes, there is. The doctors may tell you there's no cure for whatever ails you. But I tell you, Jesus is the healer of our bodies. Amen. No exceptions. Jesus has healed every disease. He is the healer of our bodies. He's the one who raised the dead when all hope was gone. They brought Jesus to the tomb where Lazarus was. Roll the stone away. Of course, his sister saying, oh, Lord, but it's been 4 days, and by now he stinketh. When you've been in the tomb and dead for 4 days, that's dead, dead. That's all the way in the ground and in the grave, dead. That's like you don't get no more dead than that dead. Jesus wasn't hindered by their opinion. He wasn't hindered by the current condition. You may think, well, Pastor, you don't know all the problems I got. Pastor, you don't know all the things I'm going through. Well, then maybe you don't know the Jesus that I know. Because the Jesus that I know doesn't care how bad you think your problem is. Because Jesus is greater than dead, dead. As best I can tell, everybody in here is breathing. Everybody in here still got some life left. A little bit anyway. Jesus is our answer. Lazarus, come forth. To a really serious problem. And here he comes, wrapped in grave clothes. I can just imagine him trying to wobble out of the tomb, wrapped up in cloth from his head to his feet. Loose him, let him go, was the reply that Jesus gave. Jesus is our answer. Amen. The one who saved me when I was beyond saving. When I first came into church, there were some that were happy to see me. My sister, my brother. And I think the pastor was happy to see me. It's, you know, they knew my family. But get this now. I had a bushy black head of hair that was long. I had a mustache and a goatee, and I was pretty rough. And, you know, I didn't look the part of a Christian. You know what? God is not afraid of how you look when you show up in church. Just erase that thought. Because that, my friend, was me when I came to church. And I felt, I know I sang those songs and I worshiped God and I participated in the worship service and God changed me. And then in the process of time, I look different. My hair's a little shorter. I'm a little heavier than I used to be. But I found Jesus. He changed my life. He set me on the right path. He put me in a right frame of mind. He put me down the right road. He kept me all the way. He provided every need that I've ever had. Amen. When you get Jesus, you get everything you need. Everything. The Apostle Peter in the early apostolic church, he was preaching on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, verse 38, it's on the sign right behind me. Then Peter said unto them, repent. Repent is just ask God to forgive you. It's a very simple thought. It's an instruction and it's an action. You got to physically ask God, Lord, forgive me for my sin. You got to ask God to forgive you. Repent, that's what repentance is, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. It tells us what to do specifically. That Andrew said he wanted to be baptized today. So praise the Lord. We'll do that in just a little bit. But I wanted to let you know what baptism is. Baptism is taking on the name of Jesus Christ. If you're not baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, then you are not his. Because in order to be his, he purchased you on the cross at Calvary, paid for your sins by his own sacrifice. And how you receive that payment for his death on the cross is by being baptized in his name. So that's why people are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, to receive the payment from Jesus. Now, if you're baptized any other way, if you're baptized in some other name, any other name, I tell you, there is none other name. No other name that's supposed to be called over you when you're baptized other than the name of Jesus, because nobody else died for your sins. Nobody else gave themselves a sacrifice for your sin. It was only in Jesus. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ tells us what to do. Repent tells us what to do next. Be baptized tells you how to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. And then it tells us why, for the remission. That's the payment. When you remit your rent or your mortgage, you paid your portion for that month. I tell you what, Jesus paid it forever. He just paid it in full. Forever. For the remission of sins. Jesus is the answer for sins. It's Jesus. You're not going to get past your sin problem without Jesus. Oh, well, I'll come to church when I get things worked out. When I get some more money in my bank account. Oh, when I get more cleaned up, or when I get a better attitude. You can have 100 excuses and they just keep rolling on and on and on. There's no way I could come up with all those excuses. But people got millions of excuses. Stop with the excuses and get some Jesus. That's what we need, is Jesus. For the remission of sins, and ye shall, and it gives us a promise, ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. God wants to live in your life. When we repent, when we get baptized, it's a starting point of our walk with God. It's the beginning place where we are reconciled or put back together with God. And God wants to take us all the way, our whole life, to live for Him. He wants to show you by His power, by His might, by His direction, by His provision, by His help. He wants to give you Himself, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. When we refer to the Holy Spirit, we're simply saying Jesus. You need to be filled with Jesus' Spirit. Amen. When you repent, He is going to forgive all of your sin. That's a definitive, that's a statement, put a dot right there. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Doesn't matter what you've did. Jesus' gift pays for that sin. When you are baptized in the name of Jesus, we are buried with Him in baptism. We actually put you under for about a half a second. In Jesus' name, come back up. When you go down, you were a sinner. When you come up, those sins are gone. By your obedience to the Word of God, sins are paid for. Amen. We are buried with Him in baptism and rise to walk in newness of life. Jesus died on the cross. He was buried in a tomb, but He didn't stay dead. He didn't stay down. He rose again, and He is alive and well today. Amen. Amen. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power to be a witness. Power to overcome those things that you didn't overcome before. Power to be someone that you were not. Power to be born again of the Holy Ghost, of the Spirit and presence and power of God. Your body literally becomes a temple that God wants to live in. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
It's an amazing thing. Everybody in here, and I see most people in here that I see have had this experience. Amen. You know what it is to repent, be baptized, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, to rise, to walk in newness of life, and to have your eyes opened. You see, God will open, it's called revelation. God gives us revelation of both who He is and of those things around us. You know, the things that you used to think were nice, you're going to have revelation. Oh, man, that ain't so good. I shouldn't be doing that. And then the Holy Ghost will bring us back around to do the right thing before Him. Amen. Musicians, would you come? Stand with me, would you? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Jesus' precious name. While the musicians come, Brother Andre, come on down and help show Andrew where to go. He'll show you where all this stuff is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Would you love him with me right now? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Lord, you're wonderful and worthy. I praise your name. I adore you. Lord, I worship you, Jesus. I praise your name. I thank you, Lord. I adore you. I worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, God. I praise your name. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's worship for just a moment while they're preparing.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. But give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all of this world, but give me Jesus. And when I am alone, when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all of this world, but give me Jesus. 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 You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. World, you can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, give me Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Oh, isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? All the world can come to him and have their sins removed. Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? So beautiful. Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Oh, he is God and one of us, lover of our souls. Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? There is show.
Jesus powerful. Yes, he's powerful. Isn't the name of Jesus powerful? Chains are broken. Chains are broken when it's spoken. Every knee must bow. Isn't the name of Jesus powerful?
Lord, we give you thanks in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that he will go down your name, Lord. He will fill him with the Holy Ghost, Lord. It's your promise in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that soul, Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Speed!
to sing to your name, to your name. Holy, holy, holy is your name.
Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Amen. Great message. Give you Jesus. That's the message to the whole church. Our job when we leave these doors, we bring Jesus to the world around us. I'm sure you guys run into people. You're going to run into people this week. They're going to have problems that you can't solve. I can't solve them. Pastor can't solve them. But you give them Jesus. Jesus is the answer to all the problems that everyone has. Amen. Praise God. Jesus has a solution. Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful message, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Andrew, Lord. I pray that you just go out these doors with us, Lord, that you go before us, Lord, and prepare the hearts, Lord, Jesus, Lord, of the people, Lord, and our coworkers and our family, Lord, and help us, Lord, Jesus, just to be a witness, Lord, Jesus, just to bring you, Lord, Jesus, just your thoughts, Lord, Jesus, Lord, that we would cause others, Lord, to want to know about the God, Lord, that loves them, Lord, that the God that we serve, Lord, Jesus, and the God that's their Savior, in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.